Hare Krishna. Here in Tirupati, yesterday we finished our organization development meetings, of which I gave a little report on earlier. And today we're starting GDC meetings. And there'll be strategic planning meetings as well. And one topic, I'm sure, which will be of interest to devotees of the GDC meetings will be talking about the Vaishnavi Diksha Guru topic. In fact, there will be, as far as I know, 2 or 3 days dedicated to that topic. Let's see what direction that goes in. And, well, I'll report on the developments. Today what I wanted to speak about was a continuation of something that I've been speaking about already earlier, and that is the tapes or the recordings of Srila Prabhupada in 1977. I'm in late July, and but specifically this time about my better perception of Tamal Krishna Maharaj's role in that almost last year of Srila Prabhupada's life. Now, I, aside from already knowing Tamal Krishna Maharaj prior to that time, but especially in the years that he spent in the UK, we spent quite a bit of time together. And of course, earlier already, when he was the GBC of Chicago for some time, I'd read his manuscript of his final days, the Prabhupada's, his role as Prabhupada's servant. In fact, I think that's all I did for 2 days straight, is I just read that. And when we were together, we talked a lot about those things. He told me a lot. But I never really got as clear a picture of just what an integral role he was playing in serving Srila Prabhupada, I could say, in Srila Prabhupada's life. And I'm really, really amazed. It's something that has given me really deep insight into what it really means to be a disciple and how well Tamal Krishna Maharaj played this role of disciple in serving Srila Prabhupada in his final days. And I'll try and sort of express what it is that I'm appreciating and thinking. Tamal Krishna Maharaj is there, I mean, practically non-stop in any time of day and night that Prabhupada calls on him. He comes, and he's like Srila Prabhupada's confidant, counselor, always disciple. So I use the word friend, I guess confidant fulfills that role. He speaks to Prabhupada, counsels Prabhupada about different topics of ISKCON's management, book distribution, devotees who are coming to visit Srila Prabhupada, and especially about topics regarding Srila Prabhupada's health. His medication seem to be working or not working. Should Srila Prabhupada try something else? The opinions of Kavirajas, as well as astrologers, numerologists, anything that's coming up, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is conversing with Srila Prabhupada in an unbelievably intimate way, always, always very respectful, yes, Srila Prabhupada, and in a way that he's always encouraging Srila Prabhupada, always encouraging Srila Prabhupada, who himself expresses the fact that he feels a little morose, that he's just confined. He's confined to being in a place. He doesn't enjoy the same type of freedom to travel, to preach, to inspire disciples by his personal presence. But whatever comes up, Tamal Krishna Maharaj remains positive, encouraging, inspiring. And right now we're at the stage where they're talking about Srila Prabhupada coming to the West. Prabhupada's been in Vrindavan now for months, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj proposes, well, why not travel to the West? We'll make all facility. Go to London, go to America. Srila Prabhupada wants to go to Gitanagari, to show Varnashram. But this talk of going to Los Angeles, talk of going to Hawaii, and they're discussing these topics in depth. And in a way that Srila Prabhupada is getting further and further inspiration. And Srila Prabhupada says, yes, his words are inspiring me. His words are giving me inspiration. Tamal Krishna Maharaj tells Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, book distribution is increasing more and more because devotees know that if they distribute a lot of books, then you'll be encouraged, enthusiastic, and they know that by that they can appeal to Krishna to keep you here longer and longer with us. But if you come to America, just imagine, just your mere presence over there will inspire them so much. And then he says, and you can have a Vyas Pooj ceremony. He says, if you have a Vyas Pooj ceremony, then he says, 1,000, 2,000 devotees will come from all over America. And even if you just say a few words, that will be so enthusing for them, so enlivening for them, that they'll double, triple even the book distribution that they're doing now. And although Srila Prabhupada is laying there infirm, still he's feeling so much strength and encouragement from these words. I wish I could have heard these tapes earlier when Tamal Krishna Maharaj was still with us and discuss it. It increases my appreciation for him and affection for him so much. My appreciation, not just as a person, but because of what he actually did for Srila Prabhupada. And I think any follower of Srila Prabhupada can appreciate that, he had this, and no one else. There's so many other devotees who are coming, many, many devotees are coming, but no one has the same type of rapport with Srila Prabhupada as Tamal Krishna Maharaj had. And I would have been able to discuss Srila Prabhupada in a whole different light, that I've been more aware. There's nothing like Shabda, there's nothing like hearing directly the mood, the tone, the personal exchange. It was very, very wonderful. And I'm indebted. I'm just indebted to Tamal Krishna Maharaj for being what he was and doing what he was doing for Srila Prabhupada. I wish I could express expressed that. I wish I could go more deeply into it. I'm doing it to the best of my ability by hearing these wonderful tapes, and I really encourage devotees to do that, especially disciples of Tamal Krishna Maharaj and his followers, who really give an extraordinary insight into this personality. And of course, unfortunately, I'm not here to be able to put into practice what I'm learning from Tamal Krishna Maharaj to Srila Prabhupada, to his Vapu, I tried to Vislani, but it's certainly also a real lesson that other devotees, if they want to know how to deal with the spiritual master as a person and at the same time as the representative of God, I can just recommend very highly that they listen to these tapes. So much that they can learn from Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Hare Krishna.